Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. We don't often have the opportunity to hear the voices of kids on Lake Effect, but today is a happy exception. The topic has to do with nature and came to us by way of one of our contributors, Stacy Tornio. Her third grade daughter entered a national contest, Trees Rock, sponsored by Scotties, the people who make facial tissue.
Among hundreds of videos submitted by classes and individual students, the 9-year-old Edgewood Elementary student made the cut. And as we speak, people can vote online for their favorite Trees Rock entry. And of course, our guest, whom you're about to meet, hopes you like hers best.
The adult voices you'll hear will be our environmental reporter, Susan Bentz, who chatted with Ms. Tornio just inside Edgewood Elementary minutes before she headed to basketball practice. The other adult is her mom, Stacy.
My name is Annabelle Tornio.
And Annabelle, how did you find out about this contest?
My mom, she looks for contests that we can join and do. She found this one, and I think it was fun.
Did you share the idea with your class, or you just decided, I'm going to go for this, or how did that?
I just went for it.
So you were able to send in your video yourself to Scotties.
Yes.
And they let you guys know at home that you had made the cut. Right?
Yep.
How did you find out?
My mom told me. They called us.
Yeah. Tell her about your journal though, and before you even made the video, about how you had to get ready for it.
We picked some ideas, like trees make nuts. People are nuts about nuts, and they make homes for animals. And lots more. Well, 8 more.
So your journal, you started to write down your ideas in the journal, and then did you have to send the journal to the Scotties people? Or you just used that to prepare your plan?
Prepare.
Yeah, and Anna did the journal on her own. Like, she wasn't gonna enter the contest at first, were you?
Nope.
Because?
Because at first I didn't, it sounded fun to me, but I was too busy doing stuff.
Well, I was thinking, you're a sports person. You play at least a couple sports, don't you? You're about to go to basketball practice.
Yep.
And you do what, softball, or what's your other?
Softball and gymnastics and piano.
Well, so I can see where you thought you might not have time for this. So what made you decide, okay, I'm going to go for it?
I went for it because it sounded fun.
And your mom was inspiring you to go for it, maybe.
Yeah.
Annabelle likes journaling, and she has all kinds of journals all over the house that she writes notes in. And then she wasn't going to enter the contest, and then she just started journaling about it on her own and started making up reasons. I said, hey, you should try to come up with 10, and then we could turn that into a video.
Okay, so they let you know, and then what happened from there?
Then it got really exciting, and we had to give a flash drive, with both, because we entered 2 videos. 5th grade did one all together, and I did one, so I got in, but they didn't.
But you took the flash drive to school so that the principal, Mrs. Sterner, could show it to the entire school.
So you and the whole school watched it together? How did that feel?
Good.
Whoa. That's that's exciting.
What did your friends say about the
They said the good
money?
Job. Oh, the money. They were like, whoa, when the lowest was $500.
The lowest we can win is $500.
Okay.
And they thought that was a lot.
Oh, so you're going to win something no matter what.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. What do you think the school could do with $500?
Well, we have a big field. We're 5th grade in.
Right, we're looking at it right here.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah.
5th grade and 4th grade play, and there's no trees back there except back where we cannot go.
Right.
So we want to plant some trees there and maybe some picnic tables for like an outside classroom and maybe some going for our playground fundraiser.
So have you watched the other videos that are up you're running up against?
Mm-hmm.
What's your objective opinion?
My opinion is that some of them are funny and weird.
People will ask me, okay, Stacy, did you really do it, or did you really like write the reasons? Because I'm a writer, and they think that. And I really didn't, so Anna really did write them herself.
And that's a completely true statement that your mom just made?
Yes.
I remember saying to her, I'm not going to do this for you. If you want to have an entry, you have to take some initiative. And we did. It was the last day that we made the actual video.
Oh my gosh.
So
you're busy with a lot of things in your life. Where does the whole nature and either plants and animals, where does all of that fit into what you're interested in your very busy life?
We did, since it was Martin Luther King Jr.'s Day, we did a thing, I Have a Dream, because he had a dream speech. And we did that, so I write anything about nature that I have a dream, and my dream was people would stop cutting down trees.
So what have you learned through this process so far, Annabelle?
That I should be more kind to trees, even though I am.
How can you be even kinder to trees?
To not pull bark off them.
Oh yeah, that's tempting, isn't it? That's so interesting. Yeah.
I just want to see what's behind it.
Well, you're an explorer, right? You're a scientist. Yeah. Well, where should I take your... So voting started.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you won't know what the vote is until it's all over?
They do status updates, and the first one came today, and we're behind. Anna doesn't know this yet.
What?
We're out of 10 right now, we're in 9th place. And so we're hoping that we can rally some community support and get our signs out, because we had a little slow start. We didn't have our signs out. And so we're hoping that this week we can...
9th place.
But just imagine what this radio story will do. Oh my gosh, you might go off the charts.
Right, so we're hoping in a week that we can move up a few spots. Because they do
a lot of spots.
Because it does go 500, there's a $1,000 reward, there's 2,000, 4,000. I mean, that's some...
6,000.
So we're hoping, we're trying to rally and see if we can move up some spots.
So far, this is my very last question.
Okay.
What's been the sort of the most interesting or surprising thing that's come out of this experience so far?
I'm in 9th place.
Well, that's the most current news, but before that, before your mom spilled the beans, it's hard to shake that, right?
The reasons I liked a lot.
So you're happy with all 10 of those reasons?
Yes!
What's your very toppest of those 10, if you had to choose?
Animals.
One?
They make them for animals. I need to meet some people.
Now you won't rest until this is over, right? May I take your photo somewhere?
Yeah.
Where should we do it?
Probably out by a tree.
I think you're right. You want to put your jacket on?
Nah, I'm fine.
Annabelle Tornio is a third grader at Edgewood Elementary in Greenfield, Wisconsin. She is one of 10 national finalists in the Trees Rock Contest, sponsored by Scotties. She's in the 3rd through 5th grade category.
You'll find a link to her video along with the rest of the national finalists on our website. Voting ends February 6th at 11:59 Eastern Standard Time, and depending on how close you live to Greenfield, Wisconsin, you might hear Annabelle if she comes out on top.